Hello, good morning, and welcome to another episode of Egg Talk with me, Mark Carls, and
me, Matt Stiles.
And today's episode of Egg Talk is going to be eggs as versatile. Now, eggs can thicken, they can bind, they can leaven, they can glaze, or they can garnish. They can be the main role, or they can be the background food. Matt, what are your thoughts on this?
I think egg is, might be the most versatile ingredient that we have in today's modern culinary experience.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I couldn't agree with you more.
I'm glad we see eye to eye.
And with chickens laying about 250 to 290 eggs per year, we may have close to 300 ways we can prepare an egg.
Is that so? Is that many eggs?
Yeah, think about it. You know, there are eggs in fettuccine alfredo. There's, I had Thai food last night. You know what I had?
What did you have?
I had pad Thai.
Very nice.
And in the pad Thai, scrambled egg. You know?
Oh, very nice.
You know, you don't even think about it. You know? I said, I want to have tofu pad Thai. And the woman said, is egg okay? And I said, egg is more than okay.
Very nice. Very nice. She gets it.
Yeah, she does. She gets it. Now, Matt, let's talk eggs. Talk eggy to me.
All right. So, in my experience in the various restaurants I've worked at, which all were pizzerias, the egg was no less important than flour or water or yeast, you know. There are eggs in a lot of things that you need to have a good, stable, running pizzeria. There's eggs in the chicken cutlet. It's what binds the breading to the chicken cutlet. You know, you got to have your nice egg wash, which we talked about in episode one.
That was a good day.
Yeah, that was a good day. Cut it with a little water, and there you go. You have enough eggs to wash an entire, you know, industrial packet of chicken cutlets.
Wow.
Yeah, it goes with the breaded, like the breadcrumb fried chicken cutlets, the flour breaded fried chicken cutlets, which are the ones used for chicken marsala and chicken, like your roasted chicken with red peppers and fresh mozzarella, and you know, your like your lemon chicken that you would have on a hero or maybe a platter.
You know, man, I hate to stop you, but I'm sure you get this all the time, but what comes first, the chicken or the egg, when you're making that dish?
The egg comes first.
Interesting.
You have to have a good egg wash to have a good chicken cutlet, you know?
Okay. Interesting. Now, you know, I know when you're making crepes or pancakes, you want to do the mix and then you want to let it sit for probably at least 6 hours, I'd say, you know? What is that 6 hours? What does that do to the egg? What happens?
It allows the egg to really space out into the mixture and, you know, just become a very important and integral accent piece for the recipe that you're doing. You know, if you have a lot of eggs in your crepe mix or pancake mix, you're gonna have a good time. You know, eggs are essential to those formulas of success, much like in life.
Yeah.
You know, successful people eat eggs.
That's true. You know, an egg a day, it doesn't keep the doctor away.
No.
Because everybody does it. Even the doctors. But back to what I was saying. Let's get back to pancakes. Now, Matt, are you a pancake, a waffle guy, or a French toast guy?
Ah, this is a loaded question.
I know it's a loaded question, but you know what? You can only order one thing at the restaurant today.
I gotta have waffles.
Oh, you're a waffle guy.
I'm a waffle guy, yeah.
Wow. You're a waffle guy. Interesting. Now, myself, I do enjoy a hearty pancake with, of course, real maple syrup.
Not that Americanized stuff.
I don't do the corn syrup.
No.
Yeah, sorry. But I like a nice strong maple. But Yeah, and you know, the egg really, does the egg help it rise? What does the egg do in there?
So, what the egg really does, it keeps the mixture from getting cement-like. You know, your typical ideal pancake, or your typical good pancake, isn't one that's going to be thick and almost drywall-ish in the middle.
Mm.
It's fluffy. It's light. You can eat six more. That's the appeal of the pancake. Something that, when you first bite into it, draws you in, and then before you know it, you're having your third order of pancakes at the diner by yourself.
I've never been there, but
I've been in some dark places.
Don't count your chickens before they hatch. So really, you know, the egg, the egg is integral. It's of much importance here. Now, can we escape eggs?
I don't know. See, the thing about chickens and the thing about chicken products, which obviously includes eggs, is chickens are financially responsible sources of protein. You know, the chicken itself is the cheapest protein there is. Egg is one of the not only easiest things to cook, but it's also, you know, a carton of eggs is two and change, and you get 12 eggs, and that'll last you a while. I don't know if we can necessarily escape eggs. I don't know if there's even a replacement. Something that could compete with the egg for the dominance of many of the recipes that we see in everyday life. Egg is in almost every dessert you have and enjoy. Cupcakes, brownies. Eggs, they're called for in every recipe. Breakfast. You don't have breakfast without eggs. You know, you mentioned before French toast. French toast is sitting in egg wash before it gets treated with, you know, the good stuff, the powdered sugar, the brown sugar, you know, the cinnamon.
If you're into that.
Yeah. Of course. But breakfast can be had for dinner, which means eggs can be had for dinner. Last week, we talked about the egg sandwich, a perfect breakfast lunch. And if you have an egg sandwich for lunch, you're having eggs over easy with toast for breakfast. That's three meals of eggs a day.
Wow. Now, is it... I always Google, too many eggs dangerous. When is enough? I can't get a straight answer from anyone. You know, there's fake news out there.
Yeah.
I can't trust anybody. But I do have a friend, you may know him. His name is Ilya. 6'7", 6 eggs a day.
What a specimen.
Yeah, I know. So, but he's going through a carton every 2 days, you know? I don't know this, but I heard he may only be doing egg whites. So those are 6 yolks that are going down the drain. Now, the yolk, it can be used completely, out of the egg whites. When you're making, Fettuccine Alfredo. A good fettuccine Alfredo will have an egg yolk.
Absolutely.
Probably like per like maybe like 4 servings. There'll be 1 egg yolk, and I guess you throw the egg white away. But you know, like, but it's hard. You know, you can't. You know, I'm gonna cook fettuccine Alfredo today, and you know, tomorrow I'll use the egg whites for, you know, my egg white omelet. You're not gonna save an egg white.
Yeah, no, it's hard to do. I don't see it.
And they're so cheap. So I mean, we're wasting good egg whites and good egg yolks. And since we're on the topic, Matt, how do you crack an egg?
So because I've worked in a restaurant so long, I have pretty much perfected the one hand crack by slamming it onto the side of the bowl and opening it with my pointer and middle finger. And the other side goes on the ring and pinky finger, and I can open it with one hand.
So you're almost like you're holding it like a 2-seam fastball?
Absolutely, yeah.
Wow. I can see it now. And the there'll be no crackage? There'll be no shell?
No.
Really? Oh, wow. I've been watching a lot of Gordon Ramsay videos of him, like, making the perfect scrambled eggs and stuff like that. And he likes to leave his eggs out for like maybe a few minutes or maybe just to get room temperature. Is it, before you're cooking an egg, do you want it to be room temperature? You don't want it to be cold.
You don't want it to be cold because it takes longer to cook. See, the beauty of an egg is how quick it can cook. But just like with a steak, you want to leave it out. A steak you want to leave out a while. You know, you want to leave it out till it gets warm. Because if you cook a cold steak, it's going to cook on the outside, not cook in the middle, and then you're going to compensate, and you're just going to have a bad time with that steak. Same thing with an egg. Cold egg going on a hot pan is just going to make a lot of noise, and it won't cook correctly. So I can totally understand Gordon Ramsay advising people to leave their eggs out 3-4 minutes before they start cooking them.
Gordon Ramsay? He's not a bad guy.
Absolutely not.
He's a good guy. Now, and let's get on the topic of, let's go back to egg whites here. You got your egg white, you spin it around, you mix it up, you get your little paintbrush, and then you kind of paint the top of your pie crust. Now that's going to give me the glaze.
Absolutely.
I don't think anything else can give you the glaze without making your dough soggy, right?
No. See, the thing with other replacements for that technique, which would be butter or margarine, they're also unhealthy.
That's true.
Egg white on top, just a little bit. It's good stuff right there.
We're not going to, like, spike our cholesterol levels.
No.
Okay. From the glaze on top of the pie.
No. Talking about eggs is glaze, too. You can't also neglect the pretzel.
Oh. Wow, this is something that has never touched my mind, Matthew. Tell me about it.
So, I've seen people, when they make pretzels, they have the dough, they twist it up. Before they put the salt on, they wash the pretzel in egg whites.
You see it done in egg whites? Wow.
Yes. And it gives it the hard crust while keeping the inside soft. And it is also a good adhesive for the salt to sit upon.
Yeah. Wow, I can see that being a tasty pretzel. I'm used to having the hard pretzels out of the tin. They always break my teeth. It's a tough life, Matthew. Wow. And you know what? I don't want to get egg garnish. I want to give that a lot, you know? It is well deserving. You know, there's nothing makes me happier than seeing a nice 7-8 minute hard-boiled egg cut open, sitting in my Cobb salad. You know, there's no better feeling than seeing the color yellow sometimes.
Egg in salad might be one of the most underrated combos out there.
Yes.
I mean, think about it. What salad doesn't go with a nice hard-boiled egg? You know, I recently just got a Caesar salad with some grilled chicken.
Okay.
Hard-boiled egg.
Hard-boiled egg.
Fantastic.
Wow. You know, and speaking of that, they may be double dipping. You know, in the Caesar dressing?
There's eggs
I'm sure there's an egg product.
There is eggs in Caesar dressing, yes.
And, you know, good Caesar will actually also have anchovies.
Oh, that's the good stuff.
And some people don't want to know that. No. And I'm sure there's some people that don't even want to know that there's eggs in everything. We may be blowing people's minds here with the egg glaze concept.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, we got to be careful. But eggs and salad. Eggs and salad is so good that one day the egg salad was invented.
You're talking about a mad scientist who, against all odds, created something that is essentially smashed up hard-boiled eggs for egg lovers like us to enjoy.
Yeah. You know, and they did it with peanuts. They made peanut butter. And I guess we won't call this egg butter. We'll call it egg salad. And a nice, the perfect egg salad, you know, just, this is just going to be me talking here, contains celery for that crunch.
Oh.
Do you concur?
I agree. I think the celery needs to be chopped up thin. I also like some carrots in my egg salad.
Mmm. That's like a harder crunch. But baby carrots?
Yeah. It's a good contrast to the softness that is the mashed up hard-boiled eggs.
Interesting.
Now, how do you like your crushed red pepper on your hard-boiled eggs? Do you like a little spice or a lot of spice?
You know what? My dad, he's always having Chipotle peppercorns.
Oh.
It was like, which I'm not crazy about.
Mm.
And, you know, I'm not afraid to put hot sauce on anything.
Very nice.
So, you know, I got to stop putting it on stuff because, you know, it's it. But I'm not afraid.
Very nice.
Good hot sauce is a good hot sauce. I'm not sponsored by them or anything, but, you know, the Bronx hot sauce is the best hot sauce. Look for it if you can find it. Back to what I was saying. You can eat eggs 3 meals a day, every day. And you can be okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But get back to Chinese food for dinner. You know, some people have egg foo young.
Yeah.
Which I don't think is a traditional Chinese dish.
No, I would bet against the egg foo young being a traditional Chinese factor.
I did ask my Taiwanese friend one day. I said, "Oh, Jay, you know, I love egg foo young." And he just looked at me and he said, "What is that?" And I said, "Oh, never mind." Never mind, Jay. And he took me to a traditional Cantonese restaurant, actually. And I was looking at egg foo young on the menu. I was like, you know, I'm going to find it. I'm going to prove to Jay that, you know. And I couldn't find it. And so it must be an American thing, the egg foo young, which is nice, you know. Like, I heard the Indian food, palak paneer, or some kind of Indian dish. It was invented, actually, in Great Britain.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think there's any relation to eggs there. But I've actually had a great hard-boiled egg at Indian restaurants.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. You know, I don't know if they kind of... Maybe they throw it into the soup.
Shell and all?
Potentially. Maybe after. I don't remember. But that's a good thing. But just to... let's wrap things up here. On another episode of Egg Talk. This is... eggs is versatile. We found out they were very versatile indeed, didn't we, Matthew?
Absolutely. It blew my mind to see how versatile the egg could be.
Yes. And as always, you can find out more about Matthew and I at markcarls.com. More specifically, markcarls.com/eggtalk. See you next week.